Just had some thoughts. There's one religion that we never talk about, and people don't expose that they are a part of this religion. And it is the religion that actually says that they worship Satan. And they don't hide from it, but if you were to run into somebody, gain a new friend, go out to eat with somebody, they would never tell you that they worship Satan. It's not like somebody says, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. And it's like, oh, you love Jesus Christ and blah, blah, blah. And religions were created by man. God put us here to do the simplest of the simple things on the planet. All this stuff that we're doing, all of these things that are created, that are made by us, it's all being done for a greater purpose, to keep our focus off of what we're really supposed to be here for, what our special gifts are from our Creator, from God. There's just so much confusion. So much confusion in the world. So you hear people say, I'm a Christian. But if you heard a family sitting down together talking about their religion of Satanism, that's like, oh my God. But in the Christian church, in these different churches, you have things that are embraced that are evil. People want to confess their love for God. They want to change their ways. They want to turn around and be this new person. And Christians fall for it all the time. Or somebody commits really heinous acts like being a pedophile. But the thing is that we know how Christianity works. We know the lifestyle of a Christian, right? But we don't know the lifestyle of Satanists. We don't know what they believe. It's not common knowledge. We don't know how they raise their kids. We don't know what they... Everything about a Satanist is hidden. And this is a theory. I think that the reason why Satanism is hidden is because people put parts of Satanism into every religion. That's what I believe. So, if you are a part of a religion, at some point in time, you practiced a ritual that is very satanic. Like turning your head when the deacon of your church is a fucking pedophile. Or the choir director is a pedophile. Because it's very well known that, you know, well, it's not well known, but it has been said that satanic rituals do involve sacrificing children. So, there you go. I think we need to be really careful out here. I believe in the doctrine that I was raised up with and the religion that I was raised with, but there are some very evil things out here. Evil groups of people that are out here that have hidden themselves into society. They don't announce that they're a part of this specific group. And there's this group of people called the Watchers. Some really sinister, evil shit going on. And the thing is, when you call out these groups, it's like, oh, don't start doing that. And then they'll put out one of their own to hang. When you start getting too close to the source, they, you know, like the Harvey Weinsteins, the Jeffrey Epstein, different people. See, they knew these people existed in society all this time. And they let them do this shit, like R. Kelly, Jay-Z, Sean Combs. We know all these guys have been doing this shit for years. But when it gets to be where people are getting too close to their source and what's allowing them to do what they do, then that's when they let one of their own hang. Just a theory, just a thought. All of this deception, all of this lying on people, talking about my truth and our truth. I was listening to a certain person on YouTube and they were talking about how every single celebrity in Hollywood believes in worshiping Baphomet, which is the devil, whatever name you want to call him. And I'm starting to believe it. I just don't see. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people in Hollywood that are saying that they're Christians. They're saying they're this and they're saying that. And, you know, granted, they all have their own journey. But when you want to play with God and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and that's supposed to be your old life, you're playing. And it's going to come back on you. And every single person that does that knows what they are doing. Because God enters each and every one of our lives differently. How I experience God is not going to be the same way you'll experience God. That's the best thing about it, is knowing that we don't come from a mold, that our eyes don't see the same thing. That's the best part about all of this. Well, when you start seeing all this evil, It's you gotta say to yourself, man, this is some fucking rotten ass shit. It's really rotten. There's some dirty, dirty, sinister shit going on in Hollywood that nobody really wants to talk about. It's crazy. But I thought I'd just put that out there, you know. I can see where people think religions are bad because There's so many bad people in religions, but that's because they hide. The true Satanists, the Watchers, all these evil people hide in these religions. But they're good people that are in them too. And I concentrate on them. I try not to focus too much on the evil people, because then you'll get sucked into their shit. Oh yes, I'm a Christian. But they won't tell you that they believe in Baphomet too. Satan, Lilith, whatever you want to call it. It's insane. What's going on out here is really insane, but I don't want to be a part of it. That's why I kept my ass right here on these podcasts and Twitter for the last 4 years. And I've thought about jumping on YouTube, but I just felt like, you know what? That's just another way for them to get to me. Another way for me to have to figure out how the fuck am I going to stop doing this shit now that I've started. I'm so sick of it. I need a real break from this shit. A real fucking break. Because it's just, people are so fake and they're so really not trying to follow God. They're really not. And the ones that say that they love you, you know, a lot of YouTubers get online now, they say, we love you. What? You don't even know me. It's crazy. All right, I'm gonna let you guys go. Just thought I'd put that thought out there. Just be careful. If you're a believer, be careful. Don't fall for this shit with Trump and Biden. Look out for everybody. Be careful for nothing. Take care.